Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But sometimes we reinvent ourselves and it actually goes wrong.
Mm.
So what do you do when you reinvent yourself or you decide to pivot and it doesn't work out?
It doesn't work out.
Because oftentimes we lose sight of the woman we want to be. And so you have to recalibrate and you have to remind yourself, get back to the initial vision.
You need to experiment before you reinvent.
People are going to have opinions.
And some people are mad.
Hello and welcome to the To My Sisters podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Renee, and we are your online sisters and hosts of the To My Sisters podcast.
We are all about promoting the wellness, growth and development of a community of sisters across the world.
And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the reality of dealing with personal transformation. Mm. When you are ready to pivot, when you're ready to shake it up and do something new, how do you go about dealing with that? And how do you go about dealing with the outcry that comes as a result of that?
Let's get into it.
But before we get into it, we need to say thank you to the sisters, girl.
A big thank you.
Because we did what recently?
We hit 1 million podcast downloads.
Drop it like it's hot.
Our podcast has been downloaded and listened to a million times.
Do you know how crazy that is?
In 15 months.
Sisters, we started this podcast in Courtney's room wearing bonnets. To be very, very honest with you, 15 months ago, we were in Courtney's house.
Yeah.
Recording this podcast.
Yeah.
Now, 1 million downloads later.
Yeah.
We have a thriving community of amazing and phenomenal women.
Two conferences later,
yeah. Living together.
Yeah.
This child, there's just so much going on. Not to mention,
it's celebration.
In celebration.
Girls trip.
We have been keeping this so closely guarded and under wraps as much as possible. Only, I believe, the Vision Conference attendees,
yes,
as well as the TMS Live in London attendees know about this. But now that we've hit our big milestone, sisters, pack a bag.
Honestly, pack your bags.
Seriously, because we're not just going anywhere. Oh, no. We're going to where?
Tanzania. We are going to Dar es Salaam and Zanzibar. Two cities, baby. Yes, we are going to go and have a good time, bond, rest. We're also going for impact work. So there are only 20 spaces.
Wee. 20.
And like we said, we got a million downloads, thousands of you listening to the podcast every week, which is surreal to say. But there are only 20 spaces to go to Tanzania for all of you globally. And we do want this to be a global link up. Like, we are actually so excited that this is going to be our first time, first of many though, of all of our sisters coming from different parts of the world, different backgrounds, different life walks, different careers, coming together to, like I said, rest, bond, and do some serious impact work in Tanzania, and obviously shake booties on yachts.
Oh, I
know
that's right.
Because we do have a yacht ride.
We do have a yacht ride.
We have a yacht ride.
I know that's right. And a massive, massive shout out to our partners on this, Sorted Chalet. They have been organizing some phenomenal trips in the past, so definitely go and check them out.
Yeah, and you know what's so sick about that? Vedette is one of the sisters.
I know, right?
She's actually been listening to the podcast since episode 1.
Crazy.
Yeah, I remember when we were in Accra and we linked up and we just went to get drinks and she was just like, this is serious. Like, this podcast is serious. She's been a supporter from day. So shout out to the CEO of Sorted Chalet, Vedette.
We love you, girl. We love you.
We do.
But sisters, please, we are not just taking first come, first served. We want to make sure that sisters actually get an opportunity to let us know why they want to come.
Yeah.
Now, it won't be a very, very long application form, but we just want to make sure that everybody gets a chance first and
that
foremost.
We get to know you as well.
We get to know you because we know that we have a global sisterhood 100%. And we want to make sure that everyone gets a chance. So please, in order to register your interest, the link will be below. Make sure you sign up, because the quicker we get in, you know, the information about who you are, the quicker we can fast track you to getting that deposit secured so we can get ready to go and shake bum in Tanzania in August.
I can't believe it. We're actually going to do this. It's going to be fun in the sun, baby, with your sister.
What?
Fun in the sun with the sisters. Come on. We're but yeah, also, if you are listening to this, the link to the application form will be in the show notes. So visit the show notes on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts.
Exciting scenes. Wow. It really is announcement season. And I'm never tired of announcing. Oh,
talking about announcement season. Happy belated birthday, Renee. We even have that happy birthday balloon right out of the frame. But happy belated birthday, 25, 20 fine. That's how about right. that? 20 fine. Fine. Somebody messaged me and was like, there's no way she's 25. Wow. How old are you? I was like, yeah, we're babies. We're young.
We're young.
We've grown enough though.
I know we
grown. Well, we're young.
Damn. Yeah. But our skin is giving young. Come on, guys. 100%.
That's that collagen.
That's that collagen. Mm. Oh, I have to start upping my
your collagen intake. Two doses.
I need to start
with some vitamin C and sunscreen.
Listen, it's about to get real. But thank you all so much. And honestly, thank you to all the sisters that said happy birthday. It did not go unnoticed. There were so many that I literally could not respond or reply to any. And when I say this has probably been one of the best birthdays I have ever had in my entire life, and that is saying something, because normally celebrating birthdays for me, I find it icky because I don't normally like being the center of attention, but 25 felt different.
Yeah.
And I felt, especially with everything that we had been experiencing with COVID and the changes in the world, now more than ever before is an opportunity to celebrate the people that love you.
Yeah.
So giving them an opportunity to show love to me this past, listen, it's been happy National Renee Month. It has been National Renee Month. February is the month of Renee.
Yes.
So thank you all from the bottom of my heart. I love and appreciate all of you. And yeah, I just wish you nothing but blessings and wonderful, magical things this February.
I love that.
Happy National Renee Month, everyone. And happy birthday to all my fellow February babies. Because there seems to be quite a few. We're magical people.
For real, actually. Magical for real, people. For real. Wow. Well, those are all of our... Sorry, it's late. I'm tired. I'm looking at seven different screens.
Not another late night recording.
Let's just keep it 100. Hopefully post 1 million downloads comes with obviously a whole bunch, like there's so many things we have planned for 2022 and 2023.
Ooh, child.
Crazy scenes. And hopefully that means a team.
Absolutely.
A team, a production team, but also like a community team. Like we need that. So if you got skills and talents and you want to join the TMS team, let us know.
Give us a perspective on application.
100%. Globally. Remote working. That's what we're on. But yeah, I mean, that's future stuff. But let's get into the nitty gritty of this episode.
As per usual, we like to start off with a dilemma.
Yes.
Hi, sisters. Oh, we're going straight in. Hi, sisters.
Hey.
What do you do when you introduce your friends to someone and they end up becoming good friends and hanging out without you? I've come to the realization that this has happened to me on several occasions. I have three different people in my life that I've introduced to other friends of mine, and they've become super close with the people I've introduced them to.
Mm.
Even further, one of these friends has been hanging out with another friend of mine, a guy, alone on multiple occasions, despite me telling her that I was interested in him beyond friendship, a romantic interest. I introduced these friends to each other when we were in a general area.
Mm.
I didn't go out of my way to introduce them, but it just happened and they became friends and were being flirty with each other at some points.
Mm.
Eventually, I got over it because months have passed, but now I'm looking at everything collectively and I'm upset. I know that I don't own people and my aim is not to be possessive, but I'm hurt. I wanted to ask you both about this because I'm an avid listener of the podcast and I truly cherish the wisdom you both possess. Sincerely, a hurting sister trying not to be bitter.
Oh, well, you've contributed to those million downloads. Thank you. You know what? I hear it. And in terms of like not wanting to be bitter, sometimes it hurts in this case. Like there's someone that I like, I've introduced them to someone else.
Mm.
The only thing is, though, I would want to know, did you tell him that you like him? I know she's violated girl code because you did say I'm interested in him, but then she seems to be getting her way in. But did you tell him that, you know? I think it's sometimes the game be the game. Ooh, some people play rough, you know? But also in terms of like introducing people and them becoming friends and you kind of feeling left out, I think it's important, like you said, to realize that people are not your possessions, relationships are not your possessions, but also you're not entitled to a lot of things. But I do think it is important to have a conversation if you are feeling these kinds of strong emotions of like, hey, I introduced you to, but I feel like you're leaving me out of stuff. I would like to be involved in some of the stuff that you do. I know I have felt those kind of feelings before and have had to tell, like, we've talked about this before on the podcast. We had a very like transparent conversation with our friends, a little intervention, if you will, with our friendship group from sixth form college times. And we were just like, okay, does anyone have woes towards our friendship group, the dynamics currently? And I just had to be super honest and be like, sometimes I feel like I'm outside of the group, and I'm Renee's friend, but like we all were in the same season together, so I don't really know how that's happened. And people were very much so like, I didn't know that you felt like that. Obviously no one's trying to make you feel that way. And I think it's important to, in order to not take things personally, you have to understand other people's intentions and why they are doing what they're doing. So it may not be that they are maliciously not inviting you to the things that they are doing. They may just think, you know, we're cool, let's just, you know, meet up with each other, and you're going to meet up with, like, they're going to meet up with you individually anyway, because they both knew you before they knew each other. So they're probably running on the assumption of, we don't need to make this a group dynamic. We all have a relationship with each other. If this is a triangle, each of us have links to each corner. So they're probably not trying to leave you out. They're probably just assuming you don't want to engage in a group dynamic, maybe. But it's also good for you to communicate that I would like to be involved in the things that you do from time to time. Or in fact, take the responsibility on your own back and just organize something with the three of you or the four of you or whoever, whatever the friendship group is. And just be like, oh, let's all do this together. And it's nice when you bring different friends together to celebrate yourself, to do anything. It doesn't even need to be celebration. I get that feeling of like, oh, maybe I feel a bit left out and stuff like that, but that's definitely playground antics. Like, now that we're grown, it's good to just go up to people and just be like, I would love for us to hang out, let's make that happen. Rather than kind of sitting on the outside looking in thinking, I wish I was invited to the table. We're grown, pull up a chair, you know. Most people are not so antisocial, hostile that they'll be like, oh, why is she here? Especially if you're the person who introduced them in the first place. Like, they're still your friends. Absolutely. they have another relationship with each other now outside of you, and that's completely fine. It could even be an invitation for you to go and also make new friends too. Yeah, you know, that's what I'd say. How about you?
Yeah, no, I loved everything that you said, and it's tough, especially when it comes to friendship, to feel like an outsider, because I think many of us we still continue to underestimate the importance of having friends in our life.
100%.
So feeling like the outsider, feeling like the like tag along person is not always fun. And I think it really speaks to the importance of working on depth in present friendships as opposed to amassing multiple friendships.
Right.
So I think even this whole like introducing people and feeling as though, you know, now you're like being left out and stuff, a lot of them are getting along pretty well because they're starting to work on the depths of those kind of individual relationships. Whereas, and this is not to say that, sis, you haven't been working, because you might have been working
100%,
but it might be the case that you need to work on a different area or approach things differently.
Yeah.
So rather than introducing more and more people, maybe, as you said, focus on pulling up a chair when you can and being present, taking people out individually, or going, you know, out of your way to engage with people individually. And as you said, we're grown now, and the opportunities to make new friends is tight.
Yeah.
It becomes tighter and tighter.
100%.
It really is a question of being intentional with the people you engage with. So being a lot more intentional with how you spend time with them, getting to know them. And I definitely agree insofar as the girl and the guy. Girl, the girl that violated you. That was what? I just told you I like this guy and you went to go and start doing flirty. That's some get. Anyways, sisters, you already know that here we respect the girl codes.
100%.
So if a sister expresses that she fancies someone, don't go and now be doing friendly with them. As for the guy, I don't want to say that men are not accountable to their actions, but a lot of men are very oblivious.
100%.
And men that like women, like women. Like if you come up to them on a tip or flirty, they will flirt. it might have been the case that he actually did not know that you fancied him yeah. that way. So in terms of responsibility, you do have to shoulder the responsibility of that one. But moving forward, if you find yourself in a situation where you know a guy that you like, rather than introducing him to somebody else all the time willy-nilly, can't be talking to that guy, you know? We've spoken about it in some of our other podcast episodes where we talked about sometimes you two have to be intentional about cultivating the ground from which a relationship or some kind of like romantic interest can start to blossom. And I think this was the case where this was a great opportunity to do that. Didn't happen, but hey ho, guys come and go. And 100%. I'm sure that, you know, another phenomenal guy that you like will come into your life. Like, we're really 100%. Praying on that. But yeah, really, really start to be intentional about your friendships. I know it hurts. And I think even the whole idea of being bitter, nobody wants to be labeled as being 100%, bitter. It just, yeah. it's like, ew. But those are very valid emotions, especially when you've been logging or tracking a trend where it feels as though your relationships don't have sufficient depth or don't have sufficient, you don't have a sense of feeling stable in those relationships. So it's perfectly okay to be bitter, first and foremost. Deal with that emotion, feel that emotion. But once you've, you know, processed through all of that, sis, you got to get up and start making those friends. But yeah, sending lots of love, sis. I think it's tough, like being, especially as women, we just don't want to be bitter.
I personally labeled as bitter. I personally don't ever like to use the word bitter to describe myself, simply because I think I'm not bitter. This situation has left a bitter taste in my life. If you've had something bitter in your mouth, your natural response to it, that's natural, right? Like you're going to feel disgusted, you're going to feel uncomfortable, you're going, like, all think of the natural response you have when you eat something bitter, right? Or you eat something sour. It's not that you are sour, it's that this thing has left a sour taste in your mouth or in your life, right? Now what are you gonna do about it? There are so many different approaches you can take to it. You can spit it out, never touch it again, or you could sweeten it up, you know, find a way to make it an enjoyable experience. So you don't have to stay in a bitter place. And I think when you think of, you stop thinking about yourself as bitter, you start to think of this as, yeah, like, everything that I am feeling is natural, but what am I going to do about it?
Yeah,
I think that's a better approach to take it. But no woman wants to be called bitter. They don't want to be called angry. They don't want to be called anything, right? Yeah. That's negative. But then there's the real questions you have to ask yourself. Am I actually those things though? Like, am I actually portraying those things? Where are they coming from? Or am I not? Is this a false label that's being put on me? And am I allowing myself to actually be angry or to be upset or to, because those, to be sad, to be violate, like to feel violated because you have wronged me, you know? In this case, like the female friend, you have done something wrong to me. Like, most times, you know, people will tell you, no, like, stand back, self-awareness, critical. Yeah. No, this, you've done me wrong, right? So I'm going to feel that. And I need to allow myself to feel those negative emotions. Yeah. No, because sometimes, like, with personal development and stuff, people are so loud about the get over the negative emotions, feel the positive emotions. Sometimes you need to feel the negative emotions. The negative emotions, the fear, the anxiety, the anger, the whatever, the disgust towards things, they are great warnings for your body to let you know a boundary was violated, or there's an insecurity here, or somebody didn't care for me well enough, or someone didn't love me as well as I should have been loved, right? I don't feel safe in this situation anymore. Sometimes listening to your body when it comes down to that is important. And because we don't want to be called bitter, we don't want to be called angry, we dismiss them and we're like, no, like, I'm gonna get over it. I'm gonna be the bigger person. Sometimes sit in the beauty of the small person.
Yeah,
to be the small person acknowledges I'm fragile. I got a response.
There was one tweet that absolutely killed me that was like, I'm sorry, I can never be the bigger person. I'm going to sink to hell with my enemies.
Yeah, sometimes you have to get the lowest of lows, right? And it's not to say be petty or to come out of character, but it's rather to understand that you have a dynamic personality, right? You have emotions. You are a dynamic human being and you have to feel the full range of the emotions of the human experience. And sometimes they are not positive.
That's the rule. That's the tea.
That's no all shade, we dish out.
With a little, actually, with a dash of shame.
Just a little.
Because sometimes these things happen. And even in the pettiness, sometimes you actually have to give yourself grace, though, in terms of like your response. Because I think sometimes we always assume that because we're on an upward trajectory of like self-development, we'll never trip and fall.
Yes.
And it's like the moment you become just a little bit petty or a little bit shady, it's like, oh God, I've started this like and unraveling. I've
undone it all,
I've become undone. And it's just like, sis, it's okay. No. But sis, we are sending you lots and lots of love. We are also praying for relationships that are deep, and you know, relationships that have sustenance.
Yeah.
And girl, stop introducing people. 100%. How about you introduce yourself? Reintroduce yourself to your friends.
You know what? Okay. I just realized, because when you mentioned the word relationship, why didn't we record a Valentine's related episode today?
That's okay. Valentine's and that. That's okay.
Wow. In the spirit of talking about relationships, happy Valentine's Day, sis.
Honestly.
Happy Valentine's. We really should have talked about love or stuff, but we're over that. We're getting to the nitty-gritty stuff.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that another time when it's like less pressing. Because can you imagine, like, if Valentine's is a day where you're trying to ignore and then your
favorite sister
come on and start talking about
love. It's Valentine's Day.
But, oh, that even reminds me. Ad break. Folks, vision challenge, hello, number two is out. Speaking of Valentine's and Galentine's, okay? Whether you have a Valentine's or not, sister, we want you to have a Galentine. We want to congratulate our good sis Palumi for winning the first 100 GBP for the Vision 22 monthly challenge.
Well done, we Palumi.
Loved your entries. But more importantly, we loved how much you've engaged with the sisterhood, how much you've supported us. And we love your insights, not just on the books that you've read, but also on, you know, the fact that you've engaged with this podcast. Yeah. We've seen you, girl. We've seen you.
Yeah, we have.
So thank you. And a big thank you to everyone that participated in the Vision Challenge. Mm. We know that you sisters are now two books smarter. Thank you.
We love
that.
So
even if you didn't win the money, you won some good knowledge. Ooh, we are happy for you.
That's a good prize.
Right. But in the spirit of Valentine's / Galentine's, the Vision 22 Month 2 challenge is out now. And the challenge is take one of your girlfriends out. That's it.
A drink, a coffee, lunch, brunch, dinner.
Whatever you want. Paintballing if you're one of those.
Oh, yeah. An activity. Why is my thing always to go to food?
Girl, I hear it, dude. I hear it.
Take a sister out, do an activity, and show her some love.
And once you have done that, take a picture of you two doing up enjoyment. Mm-hmm. Tag us on the gram at @ToMySisterhood and let us know with the hashtag Vision22 challenge so we can see it and search when it comes up. You're there. And yeah, that's literally it. There's nothing complicated about
just
that.
Just share a picture on your Instagram feed or tag us on Twitter. Just post a picture. And we'll see your beautiful faces with you and your sister.
Absolutely.
At your outing. And absolutely. We love that.
And also, it doesn't have to be a sister that you know really well. It can be a new sister. Yeah. This could be an opportunity to make new friendships.
100%. We
love
that.
So make sure you spread the loving and ready, set, go. We're ready to see some girl loving up in here.
We are indeed the next 2 weeks of February. February's trying to... Anyway, let's get to the... February's I don't know why February's trying to run away.
Oh, February's trying to run away. Anyway. Much like this podcast episode is trying to run away. But back into the nitty gritty that y'all came for. So, Miss Courtney.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to start a little bit differently.
Let's start.
We're going to acknowledge a little bit of a case study.
Oh, what's the tea on the street? We say case study. The truth is tea.
It's tea. No tea, no shade. We're going to start with a little bit of tea. And then we're going to zoom out.
Yeah.
We're going to talk the good talk.
Yeah.
But the reason I wanted to start with a case study is because obviously it's, you know, something that's occurred recently.
Yeah. Some of the sisters asked.
Absolutely. It's actually something one of our sisters commented on an Instagram post to
talk about.
But it's also something that's not actually new. We've seen this before with a number of content creators, as well as people in our lives that pivot towards something else.
Yes.
So case study in question.
Yeah.
Miss Alyssa Ashley.
One of my favorite internet people.
I'm in love with her. I'm literally in love with her. She is phenomenal. I think she's beautiful. And
Alyssa
she's...
Ashley, if you ever listen to this podcast, thank you for teaching me the majority of what I know about makeup.
Bruh. That hooded eyeshadow that she's been doing.
That flawless base. Wow.
Her and her twin are now. We 100%. Love you too.
That's why when I went to America, the first place I went to was Sephora when we got to New York. Do you remember?
Yep,
and I bought Sephora Micro Smooth. because of Alyssa Ashley.
Yeah,
that was my first international purchase.
Influenza. But a to good the core, one,
like 100%. Really love one. Her. Anyways.
Anywho.
Yeah.
If you have been a longtime follower of Alyssa Ashley, recently she has pivoted or moved towards embracing fitness content.
Yes.
She's really fallen in love with fitness.
She's on a fitness, wellness journey.
Absolutely. And we've been seeing lots of content around exercise, nutrition, fitness.
However, mental health.
However, she has also recently been the target of an interesting... I don't want to say character assassination. She has been...
Attack.
Yeah. She has been the source of an attack around whether she is qualified or not to move into fitness content. Mm. Essentially, there were shady comments and shady remarks that were made around her moving from makeup to fitness.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on the tea, first of all?
I get that when you join an online community, you will have something to say about the direction that it goes in, especially as a viewer, as a consumer, and as a fan, right? However, you are always free to leave that community. You take what you want. Like, I have, like I've just described, so many fond memories of watching Alyssa Ashley's makeup videos, right? You do become attached to a person. You do become attached to a degree, their story, and you feel as though when it changes course, well, I don't want to watch this anymore. Mm. Then don't. Mm. You know, maybe our road has come to an end. And it's the same thing that happens in life sometimes where you're not the person that you used to be.
Mm.
And now I don't necessarily want to be friends with you. Not on a negative, but maybe we just don't have anything in common anymore.
Yep.
That's fine. You actually have to allow people the freedom to evolve. And I know we're going to get into that as well. But I think in terms of her having the qualifications to do do you know how many fitness influencers you probably follow who do not have qualifications?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? A lot of this is based on personal experience. And she always says in her videos, not to defend her because I'm not her PR, but like, this is based on what works for me. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I mean? As someone who's also like sharing their weight loss journey on YouTube, I'm always, this is what works for me. This is not, you don't have to do this. This is not prescriptive. I am not an expert. And if she's made that clear, why you gotta be upset? Even probably from a creator perspective, she's probably even primed herself to understand my audience might not mess with this the same way they did my makeup videos. Mm. You know, they're waiting for an eyeshadow video. I'm here talking about deadlifts. Brr, you know, I'm here talking about squats.
Yeah.
They're not going to respond in the same way. So most times people are prepared for when you make a redirection, when you pivot, when you rebrand, you're going to lose people, right? But you work on gaining new people and appealing to a new audience. So she's also free to be like, you can go, you know, and thank you for rocking with me this far. But you don't you shouldn't be entitled to who people are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I think that's when things become just a little bit like, are y'all, I know this is the internet, but let's remind ourselves, respect yourself. You wouldn't do this in person.
And that for me was what rubbed me up probably the worst way, because it's not even the entitlement. It's not even the, I kind of wanted the content that she creates for us. I wanted to see that. It is the lack of respect and the dehumanization that a lot of content creators, but not even just content creators, people in general, right? It's that dehumanization of who they are and actual demonization of them as an entity, and not a person, and what they do. Like, the shade is so unnecessary.
Especially when they're not doing something harmful. I get the outrage if what you've turned towards is harmful.
Bruh.
This ain't hurting nobody.
She's not doing crack, okay?
She's making herself better and helping other people and what she considers to be better. Why are you upset with that?
It's not by force. It's actually not by force. You don't have to watch that content. You don't have to rock with
100%.
It actually is pretty good content. I won't lie to you. I enjoy her content.
That content is fantastic. Her new content.
Bruh.
And the fact that she is enjoying it. I think also you have to remember that creators also create because they like creating, right? So when they're now forced to do something that they don't want to do, they don't want to do that anymore. So even if she had not rebranded to make fitness content, she probably would have stopped making makeup videos, right? So either way, you've got to say goodbye to the girl she used to be.
Oh, bury her, bury that girl.
Bury that girl.
Bury that girl. But yeah, I just, oh goodness me, what a... interesting case study.
Yeah, but it's an interesting conversation on I think we're going to do an episode on like fitness culture and influencer culture, because one very crazy question that came up, and I'm going to say it because I personally, when I saw the question, I thought, is this even a question? And girls, you can come at me. I'm not trying to downplay anybody's personal experience, but is pursuing fitness fat phobic? As a fat person,
I don't understand the question.
You
know when you get a question in an exam and the question just throws you off entirely?
I don't understand the question.
I don't know.
Surely there's a typo, a missing word.
Not a typo.
This is the wrong paper. Right. I don't know. This doesn't make sense.
And the only reason why I say it doesn't make sense is, okay, you can talk about fitness culture being fat phobic, right?
Yep.
But somebody deciding to pursue a personal health journey, how can that be a political insult to anybody? And I get that, like, okay, if we get into the nitty gritty of what actually happened, okay, cyberbullying, people coming at the girl who made the initial comments against Alyssa Ashley's change, people coming at her for her weight, that's a completely different issue to saying if somebody who's popular, somebody who you love, pursues getting fitter for themselves and not telling you that this is what you have to do, right? And we're not even talking on that, like, pseudo influencers aren't telling you what to do, but really they're telling you what you should be. She's not telling you what you should be. What she's telling you is find what makes you happy. Her message is, I was in the worst place that I've been in for a very long time, and I found something that helped me get out. For some girls, it's going to be the flip. It's going to be to put on weight.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? For some people, it's going to be to pursue their purpose. For some people, it's going to be go and make up with that person, leave that friend, leave that boyfriend. She's not telling you what form of medicine you need, but what she's saying is if you're hurt, you need to heal, right? Yeah. If you're hurt, you need to find something that will remedy, that is a remedy for you. Why would you be opposed to that? And I feel like sometimes with online stuff, we lack so much nuance. We lack so much critical thinking. How can the result of this ruckus is fitness fat phobic? How about we all take personal responsibility and personal accountability and do what works for you, okay? Don't be concerned about my body. I won't be concerned about your body either.
And I think there's also this, first of all, if anyone does come for Courtney, you will have to deal with me now. Like, she's calm. It's me. It's literally, I'm being so serious. It's me that you have to deal with. But more importantly, this whole idea that, you know, you're not going to receive consequences for the way that you engage with, you know, talk about other people. This assumption, again, dehumanization, they think that you can say anything about anyone and expect people are them just not gonna to come take for you. It. The fact is, Alyssa actually didn't come for nobody. It was people that actually disagreed with you that came for you. When you enter into a public arena, social media, and you have something that is, you know, trash to say, do not be surprise when trash comes right back.
That's when people match your energy. When people match your energy, a lot of us want to be cheeky and we get pissed at cheekiness. You cannot be pissed when people are cheeky with you. They're going to be cheeky.
They'll be cheeky.
Because that's what you give, right? And that's what people will match. Is it good? No. Should we all be the bigger person? Hopefully. But it's not going to happen that way. And some people need to be put in their place. Because No. Because the audacity of dumb people sometimes, I can't stand it.
It's terrible.
How are you this audacious?
You lack class. No manners.
Don't think that
just because we're on the internet. Listen, we are speaking to a sisterhood of classy ladies.
Keyboard warriors. Just because you're on the internet, you take that rugged mouth of yours out on the street and see if somebody doesn't box you. Because at the end of the day, don't let the cuteness fool you. We are ladies of class, but we grew up in the hood.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I will box you in your face. This is the thing. This is the thing with Renee. Renee doesn't fight. Renee's talks, right? She talks. She'll come at you in the comments. Me, I'll slap you. That's it. That's it. We can take this one to jail.
You lack class. But really, it is a respect thing, and respecting people's choices, respecting people's decisions, respecting that people are human being. And I think social media has become a frontier for this classless warfare that people are coming on to do. But in that spirit, I actually wanted to ask you, Courtney, have you ever been through a pivot or a transformation, a reinvention of
yourself.
All
the time.
And talk us through some of these processes, how you felt during the time. And yeah. What were some of your, I would say some of your worries or concerns pivoting into something new?
Gosh, I think I'm not even going to talk about this from like a creating content, being a digital, like it's more so, and not even like surrounding work or personal brand.
Yeah.
I think it's more so about like the changes you decide to make in your life. I always say this on the podcast, every week I'm rebranding. I'm telling myself, who's the girl that we want to be? Because that's sometimes, and it's not that I'm changing my mind or I'm being flimsy. It's that oftentimes we lose sight of the woman we want to be. And so you have to recalibrate and you have to remind yourself, get back to the initial vision, right? So that's when I say I'm rebranding, I'm always pretty much just returning back to the initial vision, but I've probably strayed down another route, right? Because my mind, the amount of thoughts I get daily, I get distracted very easily. And sometimes you have to tell yourself, you got distracted, come back to the origin point and get back on course to where it is you're, who you're trying to be. So when I say rebrand, that's what I mean, like recalibrate, recenter. Some of the feelings that I have towards that is excitement, right? You initially feel excited because you're about to go on this journey of transformation, whether it's whatever that looks like for you, becoming the woman you want to be. You know, in my case right now in my life, it's losing the weight, it's feeling more confident with myself and my body, feeling more confident in my skills, getting a solid career and like understanding what I want my career path to be and becoming the most skilled in that, whatever I choose to do. That's what it looks like for me right now. That is exciting to me, really exciting. There's also feelings of, this is going to be a lot of work. And, you know, because this is going to be a lot of work, I need the support of people around me. Now, the anxieties often come from, am I going to allow myself to detach from the person that I used to be?
Yeah.
In the sense that, do I believe that the person I am right now, who may be holding me back from becoming the woman I want to be, do I believe that's all I'll ever be, right? Do I believe that all, even as many times as I may try to lose the weight, as many times as I may try to do that course, as many times as I say I'm going to start my master's soon, am I actually going to do it? Do you get what I mean? And so sometimes you struggle to allow yourself to evolve because you believe you're trapped in the person you used to be. You believe you're forever kind of condemned to your past mistakes. And this is where you have to start dealing with feelings of shame, feelings of guilt, feelings of embarrassment that you may even have from your past. Because if you don't let it go, you don't let yourself go. You're always going to be attached to that. You're always going to be held back from that weight. You have to cut the cord at some point. And that doesn't mean that it is no longer a part of your story. It just is no longer a part of who you currently are, right? It's a part of my story. It's in the past.
Yeah.
It's the buildup towards this, but I'm not carrying this with me. So if you ask me where I'm coming from, if you walk down the road that I've walked on, you will see that thing. You will see that ugly thing. The difference is I'm just not carrying it anymore. I'm not carrying it to where I've got to. I let it go a long time ago. I put it down. And sometimes you have to put down the things in your past in order to allow yourself to evolve. So that's one challenge, right? The next challenge is, are other people going to let me put this down? Because you may choose to put it down, other people will want you to carry it.
Honey,
carry the fact that you used to be that person. You used to talk like this, you used to act like this, you used to, you grew up here, you did this and that was embarrassing, or this is going to be on your permanent record, or do you get, whatever it may be. No, I reject that. But unfortunately, especially if you need to reject it, but unfortunately, a lot of people want to hold you back to your past because that's their biggest conception of you, right? I know you as that person, especially if that's how we bonded. That's how we became friends. That's how we were introduced. For example, if you are somebody who, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something light so it doesn't go too deep because it's late.
Some of the examples be deep.
Be deep. But for example, if, okay, let's just do something really surface level. We both used to love sweet popcorn. Our bonding experience was the fact that we would sit down and we would eat sweet popcorn together and just talk. Then one day you come to me like, I don't like this anymore. Yeah. I like salty popcorn. Maybe, you know, they told me I'm pre-diabetic. I don't want to eat that no more.
Girl, you moved to salty?
Just anyway, it's an analogy, yeah. So now I've moved to salty because they told me I'm pre-diabetic. They told me I'm hypertensive. They tell me that.
My God.
But yeah, so Now, we can't sit over that big bowl of popcorn and eat anymore. You're going to have your thing and I'm going to have my thing, right? So we no longer have that thing in common. It would be easy for me to keep reminding you, this is where we bonded. Yeah. This is what we both like. This was what was good for our relationship, right? This place of brokenness, this place of hurting, this place of, or even if it was a good thing, it just no longer serves where you're going anymore, it still serves me. So now it may make your friends or the people around you think, you may think you're better than me because they told you you were pre-diabetic, but are you now telling me that this sugary popcorn is bad for me, even though it's the thing that I like? And it's like, I'm not telling you it's bad for you. I'm so telling you it's bad for me. That's it.
It's so tight.
You know, but a lot of people interpret you wanting to go down a different path as you saying the path that you're going on is no good for me. It's not good enough for me. Mm-hmm. But that's not it, right? It's not good for where I'm trying to go to. Yeah. And where I'm trying to go to may not even be too far off from where you're trying to go to or where you're trying to end up, right? It doesn't have to look the same. It doesn't have to be the same coordinates. What actually keeps us on, because a lot of us get upset about like stay in your lane and not upset. A lot of us keep saying things like stay in your lane and do what you're doing. And sometimes you have to, you know, leave certain people in order to be able to pursue your path. And whilst that is true in a lot of cases, actually, what makes lanes adjacent really and what makes you journey with somebody isn't necessarily walking on the same path, but the fact that you're always connected in some way, right? So I'm always going to call you. No matter where I am in the world, no matter what my career looks like, no matter whether we are doing the same thing or not, I'm going to call you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to send you your presents on your birthday. I'm going to acknowledge these milestones that we had. I may be living a completely different life, but the things that keep us connected, those cords are not cut just because I'm veering off. In fact, those cords just get longer. That's it. And we need to appreciate them more. But a lot of us think, you're holding me back. I'm so tight to you. No, give your friends some room.
Give them some space.
Give them some space to go and pursue what it is they're pursuing. Mm. And I think that sometimes when you are reinventing yourself, that is one of your biggest fears, right? I'm going to have to now, you think to yourself, I'm going to have to say goodbye to the people that I love, or they're going to want to keep me back from where it is I'm trying to go, because they don't want to let me forget who I used to be. And it's not that I'm trying to forget, because I'll never forget who I was, right? It's just that I'm not trying to be her forever.
No.
I need to give birth to someone else.
Mm.
I can't then be surrounded by people who keep reminding me that of who I used to be, especially if they keep reminding me of it to tell me that I can't become who I want to be.
Mm.
We've come from so far.
Yeah.
But we don't have to stay there.
No, we don't.
And I'm not trying to humble you.
Yeah.
And that's another fear. Are people going to want to humble me? Do I have the right to want what I want? Do I have the right to want to become this woman? Because I know who I used to be, right? Do I have the right to say, even though I used to have sex with everybody, I don't want to have sex anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I have the right to say, I know I was a part of that religion, but I don't want to be in this religion anymore? Do I have the right to say that? Because other people will try to remind you, we don't do that, but I want that.
Mm-mm.
I don't care if you don't do it. I want it. That's challenging.
Yeah.
That's a hard conversation to have. And sometimes that does require cutting a few ties. Sometimes it means the maintaining the ties are going to be a whole lot harder. And now it's accepting that that work is about to be hard AF.
Wow. Literally, as you were speaking, there were so many points going. Like my, have you ever seen like in a casino, like when everything lights. Is just pinging, all the lights were switched on as you were speaking. I can tell you that for free.
Mm.
As you were speaking about your first point around story and narrative, it made me think of a podcast episode that I was listening to from Adam Young, The Place That We Find Ourselves. Yeah, of course, Courtney recommended that to me. The Place We Find, I absolutely adore that podcast.
Yeah.
And one of the episodes was talking about the importance of
narrative
and the story of you. What story are you telling yourself? What narrative are you allowing to underpin your existence and the way that you carry yourself?
Yeah.
And I think that for many of us, we have a very linear idea of what our story should be.
Yeah.
When really it should look kind of like it's only when you zoom out that it looks linear.
Yeah.
The progress goes upwards. But if you zoom in, it literally looks like circles, ups and downs and loop-de all the way around. And that's perfectly normal.
Mm-hmm.
I think the trouble with reinventing and pivoting yourself is giving yourself grace to evolve.
Yeah.
And I think that many of us think that we're just static things that don't evolve.
Yeah.
And so when we're on the point of evolution, it's an uncomfortable process.
Yeah.
Like in one of our recent newsletter, one of the messages was around the idea of evolution and growth and it being really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And like when you see a baby teething, they need the teeth, but they have to go through the teething process to get, you know, you need to chomp and eat. And many of us are going through teething issues when we are going through our journey of evolution and pivoting. And because it's so painful, we sometimes forget that it's actually necessary.
Yeah.
So I think one of, as you were speaking about kind of like story and, you know, all that kind of stuff, it made me think of the fact that many of us find it difficult to process the trauma that we've experienced around transformational periods in our lives. And because of that negative experience, both like by ourselves, but also of other people, sometimes we don't allow ourselves the adequate space to grow or allow other people the adequate space to grow either because of the traumatic experiences that are informing our story. So it's all the more important to actually sit with yourself and chart, what is my story? What am I telling myself about myself? Am I giving myself space to grow and change as much as just grow? You have to also change. And I think also we assume that when we reinvent ourselves, we have to be right. But sometimes we reinvent ourselves and it actually goes wrong. So what do you do when you reinvent yourself or you decide to pivot and it doesn't work out? Because many of us assume, like we just assume that things are going to work out for our good. Like, and that's great.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I think of like business owners or when I think of like relationships, you take the risk and you flop.
Doesn't always pay off.
So having the... still being able to take risk and being able to reinvent yourself, even though the experiences of reinventing yourself have not always been positive, is also another challenge that I find when it comes to reinvention, pivot, all that kind of stuff. And I just love what you were talking about, dealing with other people. That point,
that's the biggest fear, I think, people, because you can put your head down. You can put your head down and just do you. But like we always say, life is not meant to be done alone, and it's not done alone. People are going to have opinions,
and some people are mad and they might be the closest people to you.
It might
be your parents who are constantly reminding you who you were or who you ought to be, even though you're trying to distance yourself from that place. It might be your partner, it might be your current friends, it might be your workplace. Whatever the source, there's always going to be some really important person or important people in our lives that are not always going to agree with our reimagination of ourselves. And dealing with that can be so tricky because again, that reinvention might not actually yield the results that you want. So the fear of not only what will other people think, but what will other people think if I flop?
If I fail. And that's the thing, in the same spirit of like what you were just saying, sometimes not everyone's an op, right? Sometimes the reminders that you're getting and the concerns that people are voicing or the way that they are reacting to you is actually right. They might not actually be wrong. Even though it's negative, they might not be wrong. Do you get what I mean? Like you were saying, a lot of times the things that we choose to embark on, they are risk. They are risky. They are risks. Like the new relationship, the new business, the new job, the new career path, the new full stop, right?
Scary.
The new is scary. And other people around you are also going to feel that fear. And maybe in their love for you, they are going to want to protect and shield you. When I decided at 21, I was going to come out of uni, spend all my savings on starting this company, my mom was looking at me like, I think not. And for a long time, it was discouraging. But taking a step back, I had to realize she's saying this because she loves you. And she really wants you to actually be okay, because there's no guarantee that this is going to work out. And she's still gonna be here if you fall. But girl, she just doesn't want you to fall.
There we go.
And sometimes, you have to say, I know you feel that fear as well, but I'm going to do it anyway. I know I feel the fear. I'm going to do it anyway. Read that book if you haven't. But it's also acknowledging, like you said, if I do fail, I think the way you can discern the voices to listen to, even if they're not always saying the things you want to hear, is if I say I'm going to still do it anyway, or I'm going to do something that makes you upset, can I still trust that you'll be here for me?
That's good. That's really good.
Can I still trust that you'll be here for me? Can I still trust that you love me, that no matter who I turn into, as long as it's not dangerous to you, right? You will still be there for me. Even if your being there is telling me you need to change back to who you used to be, because this ain't it. This ain't it. Rewind the track. Rewind it. Take it back.
This thing, you take it back.
100%. At least I know, though, you're doing it out of care, because you are seeing that I'm harming myself. I'm harming the things around me. I'm harming the people around me with who I have become. That's still care. Mm. So you still have to be wise enough to discern that care doesn't always look the most caring.
Yeah.
It doesn't always look the most tender. It doesn't always look the most affirming, because sometimes the way people show us they care about us is to disagree with us, right?
That's so, true.
Like we've been saying, we don't want to get into this culture of you disagree with me, get out of my life. You know, that's not what it is. You have to discern people's intentions and their heart, but also you have to become clear enough at articulating that you feel confident in the decisions that you're about to make. And even if you're not that confident in it, that all you request is for some support as you go down that road. Pray for me. Send me encouraging words. Yeah. Keep me accountable to who I'm saying I want to become. But I don't need your approval all the time, you know?
Yeah.
I don't.
You really don't. Goodness me. I actually want to zoom in a little bit on the whole idea of the pivot, reimagination, reinventing yourself into something or someone that is new.
Yeah.
We've spoken a bit about the challenges, but in terms of setting yourself up for success when you do decide to reinvent yourself, what were some of the key things that were important for you in the successful reimagination of yourself? Or what were some of the key things that you would avoid in the reinvention of yourself?
Yeah, so when it comes down to the reinvention of yourself, be clear.
I love that.
What love am it. I going for?
Love it.
And what is stopping me from being I that now, it. Right? Because in reinventing yourself, you have to work from the ground up. And when we're talking about the ground, we ain't talking about the layer on top of the ground. We're talking about the deep foundation. You got to dig deep. But go and listen to everything we've been talking about in terms of leveling up, right? But you have to go and take inventory of your life. Mm. What do I currently have that I need to get rid of or that I need to keep in order to go to where it is I'm going? Or what do I now need to become in possession of? What knowledge, what network, what... clothes, whatever it is, whoever you're trying to be, what do I now need to get to become the woman that I'm trying to be? Number one, be clear. Who am I trying to be? What do I have now that's going to hold me back or propel me forward?
Absolutely.
Secondly, we always say this, get a community around you. Get women, like-minded women around you. Get people around you. Get sisters around you who will allow you to evolve into the person that you're going to be and you want to be, even if they are not on that same journey with you. Mm. People who you trust, that love you, who are wise, who have insight, who can advise you in any way. And then also maybe look into getting friends who are on that path that you are going down, who are already at the destination you're trying to arrive at, so that they can mentor you, give you advice, let you know what is ahead of you as you go on this new journey. You need people around you if you're trying to reinvent yourself. It can often feel like such a insular, personal thing. And whilst it does start with the person, it really is about the community, right? It really is about what part am I then going to play in other people's lives? And that's another thing you have to learn to embrace with this journey to set yourself up for success. You're now going to start potentially playing a new role in certain people's lives, right? You may or you may not be playing a role anymore.
Yeah,
you may have to tell some people, I'm putting up a boundary here. What we were doing last time, we can't do that anymore.
Boy.
Prepare for the kickback, right? Sometimes the kickback is so not good. Hard, that but so just good. Allow yourself to be mentally prepared that not everyone is going to accept this change. Not everyone, and a lot of people are also going to have questions. So now you need to plan for yourself. If I am, you know, creating a boundary and I no longer do these things anymore, how would that change the dynamic of our friendship? Can I explain that to you, you know? Or am I willing to trial that with you? Can I communicate? You need to communicate. You need to communicate, because some of us, I'm reinventing myself. You've made that decision in your bedroom, babe. The whole world, they're not on the same page.
They're not
on the same page. So now you're upset. You're not treating me like the woman I want to be. I don't know the woman that you want to be. Communicate it.
Wow.
Tell me.
I haven't seen her.
You need to tell me with your mouth, open your mouth and tell me. And you need to be comfortable expressing that that's who you want to be, which means the person that you're becoming and the vision that you have for yourself, you can't afford to be embarrassed by it. Yeah. You can't afford, no, but for real, you can't afford to be quiet about it. You can't afford to I'm just not going to share this with anybody. I'm going to go on this little personal project and just let them start seeing the changes. Whilst I get that, what that is predicated on is the idea that everyone is moving in the same direction as me. It is not true, right? And that's how some of us know that, because that's how some of us end up like, none of my friends get me. It may be that you don't get your friends. Like, no,
you're the problem
here. And this is not to problematize you. I feel like this season we're coming with a different kind of flow and this kind of energy, because there's so much content out there telling you that everyone else is the problem, and I'm not disagreeing with it, but this is the place where we come and we tell you, if we get you right,
clean up, baby.
Everybody else will fall in line.
Aisle two.
100%. But don't assume that everyone is moving in the same direction as you. Yeah. That is easy to do when you're in your teenage years, I'd say. Because when you're a teenager, literally you're reinventing yourself every week. Every new hairstyle is a reinvention. Every new nail length is a real reinvention.
Emo
stage. Oh yeah, you go through so many phases. Black lip liner one day, pink lip gloss the next day.
The fringes here.
Fringes here. Then let's get all get pixie cuts, because that's what happens. You go with trends because you're trying to find who you are, right? As you get older, you do that less often. Yeah. And everyone does it less often. Which means the day that you decide to rebrand, it's not going to be based on a trend, most likely, which means the people around you aren't changing to the same direction. Yeah. You have to go and discover who you want to be. Once you've made that discovery, you can't assume that everybody is going to want to discover the same thing. They may not be called to the same thing. They may not be called to the same life, and they may not have the same desires as you. You have to also allow yourself to be okay with that, because you can't impose who you are becoming on everybody else. That's not who they are becoming. And if you do it, it may actually be detrimental to them and their destiny, because they're not you, and they don't need to become you, right? You need to become you. That's it. That's your task.
That is the only thing.
That's your assignment, right? So learning to also appreciate the fact that everyone's life is going to look different now. My life may look very different to other people's life. Literally all of this for me is just sit in your room and listen to this episode and write down these things. I am going on a different route to who I used to be. I have to let go the person that I used to be. I need to let go of all the shame. I need to let go of all the doubt. I need to let go of all the guilt. I also need to let go, maybe, of the people who want to keep me committed to that guilt, that shame, and the past.
They've got to go,
right? But now I need to go and have conversations with those people, letting them know this is the journey that I am going on. But I guess even practically, set yourself up for success. We always say that, like, in terms of getting accountability and stuff like that, set yourself up for success. Take things, baby steps. Okay, baby steps. This is not going to happen overnight, which means give this a time frame. I want to be this person, this way, in this promote, in this position, at this stage of my business, whatever it may be, by this time, next year, 5 years, 10 years, what do I now need to do every month to make sure I'm getting closer? What are the milestones? What are the pillars that I need to be paying attention to? That's how you plan for your reinvention, right? It's not going to happen overnight. This really is a metamorphosis.
It is.
Which means this is going to take time.
It's going to.
This butterfly is not going to emerge straight away.
Some of you need to become caterpillars first.
Enjoy the cocoon period. Yeah. Enjoy that time of sometimes isolation.
Withdrawal. I love that.
100%. The time when you're evolving into who you're becoming, and sometimes you don't even know what that is. Because you're not going to know who it is every step of the way, right? You know who you're trying to be at the end of this journey. You know that you want to be like Michelle Obama. Okay, cool. There are different phases that come before that. Not all of them are pretty. Not all of them are nice. You also have to be prepared for that.
I love that.
Or at least prepared for the uncertainty, right? For the discomfort. As long as you can tell yourself, don't get scared when you cry. Just because you cry doesn't mean you should stop this, because that's another danger to reinventing yourself. this has gotten painful now, I'm going to stop. This has become uncomfortable now, I'm going to stop. I'm crying now, I'm going to stop. I feel lonely now, I'm going to stop. If you listen to us or you program into your head, those things are coming, babe. Don't let them surprise you.
Yep.
Don't let them surprise you. That way you're not going to start and stop. You're going to expect resistance. It won't throw you off course. Yeah. That's what I'd say. How
beautiful.
About you, though?
Oh, Courtney, do I even have anything to add to that? That was phenomenal.
I know you do. I'm sure you
that
do.
That was an entire sermon. I feel well read and well fed. Well read and well fed. Ain't that a word? No, I literally loved everything that you were saying. It resonated so deeply. Mm. And I love when you were touching on the fact that this is not an overnight metamorphosis. In fact, this is going to take you months. It may take years. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Normalize the fact that this is going to take you some time.
Yeah.
And I think also understand that this transformation period, though your mind may be, you know, 10 speed ahead, your body will take time to catch up.
Ooh, come on.
Your body, because when I think of some of the goals that we set ourselves when we're reinventing ourselves, right? You know, wearing the nicer clothes, getting the nicer job, waking up early. Yeah. I want to be this goal weight. Your body will need some time to readjust to your reinvention.
Yeah.
So give yourself time to do that.
Yeah.
We often expect, I've decided that I'm a new woman, therefore I am a new woman. No, baby. Especially if you've been going through, like we were talking about stories, right?
Yeah.
Especially if the story you've told yourself and your body has been one that is directly opposed to everything else you're now telling yourself, you need time, not just to, run with the new program, but actually uninstall the program that's
you need
already running.
Everything to come into alignment.
We need to start, like reinvention is not even... It's not progression in the same way as a linear journey. It literally is you're starting from ground zero. This isn't just a continuation. Yeah. This is
foundational stuff.
Hello, let's go.
You're
back
saying
to
you
basics.
Want to tear, and that's the thing. You got to tear down. That's the thing about reinvention. That if you don't give yourself grace, you'll go mad because you can't build on top of a building that's already standing, baby.
House
You've got to tear it
House
down.
Of cards.
That's horrible, it's ugly, it's noisy. No, because a lot of us think, oh, so tomorrow I'm gonna adopt the perfect morning routine, I'm gonna be that it girl at 5 a.m. What you're going to find when you wake up at 5 a.m. is your body is going to be shocked
Resistance.
That your eyes are open.
Resistance. In fact, sometimes it's even we are our biggest challenge. We are the biggest
our body
challenge
is
to ourselves.
So you have to wait for your body, your biology, your hormones, everything needs to come into alignment. That's gonna take time.
That is going to take time.
Everything needs to come into alignment with what I'm saying I want to have. So when you do decide, because in theory it's nice, it makes you feel energy, it makes you feel energized, I'm gonna have that perfect morning routine, your body hasn't come into alignment with that yet. Your body needs training in that now.
There we go. That's even another thing.
So when you do wake up at 5 a.m. you're going to be shivering. Have you ever woken up so tired that you're shivering?
Shocked.
You are going to be shocked. That is, you still got to persist.
And you know them ones where you actually are speaking to yourself, you're like, why?
And you don't know if you're awake or asleep at the same time.
That's when you need to remember you wanted to reinvent yourself. Because it's so easy to say I'm reinventing myself when you're in comfort. When you are in discomfort,
it sounds real nice.
Are you still
music to the ears?
Do you know what I mean? It's so easy to, have a great ride and, think about your destination when the journey is calm.
Yeah.
The seas are even blue. They're sparkling. But when the storm hits, are you still thinking about your destination?
You're
just trying to survive. The boat is rocking. You're literally trying to survive when really you should be thinking about the destination.
Yes.
Because you know that the boat that you have built has capacity to
get
you to where you need to go.
Yes.
So forget the fact the weather, because the weather literally represents... all the people outside that are doubting you.
Mm.
It represents everything that you have told yourself in the past. Every single opposition you have met.
Come on.
What the weather is. But those things change.
The
thing that does not change, the boat, that's you.
Come on.
You have to make sure that your boat is solid.
Come
so
on.
That it will withstand the changes in the weather. Because it is certain that the weather will change. But will you?
Come on.
That is that's what we're dealing with
at
TMS.
That's it.
Have you built your boat correctly?
Mm.
And that's why we need to start beginning. We need to start from the beginning. And the beginning isn't, halfway in the journey. The beginning isn't even the start of the journey when you have, the boat and you're about to set off. The beginning is finding the material for the boats. That is the beginning. What are you building your boat with? What are you building yourself with?
Yeah, what does that practically look like?
Precisely. Yeah. What does that actually practically look like? What materials are you gathering to build yourself up before you start the journey?
No, I'm asking, like, what does that practically look like?
Yeah,
no, I'm just
like, well, yeah, you running with me.
You running with me. Like, no, girl, I want more. I want more. Tell us more. Take us deep.
Take me. Take us good ass. Pastor. It looks like, first of all, doing the dismantling of the current boat that you have, whatever model you have right now. So I don't know if you've seen like a car being dismantled, but taking apart all of the pieces, you need to sit down and take yourself to pieces. You need to, whether it's journaling, whether it's going to therapy, whether it is, as you said, I love what you said, sitting down with yourself in a room, being alone and picking apart, play this podcast, picking apart. Who are you? Who mindset. Are you currently? Precisely. Your mindset, your body, your soul and your spirit. What kind of person are you now?
Yeah, towards this thing. Be specific towards this thing.
Towards this thing. And then identify what is the material that you need to get from A to B.
Yeah.
Right? So you're making, think again, I just love me some metaphors Come and on. Analogies and whatnot. Think of a boat. When you are creating a boat for a long distance or a plane for a long distance journey, you're going to need significantly more materials to get you to your destination than if it was a shorter distance. Prioritize your goals and prioritize your reinvention with the same mindset. So if your goal is more long term, in 5 years, I want to XYZ, understand that you may need more materials to get to that destination than if your goal was something in 2 months, I want to do or have achieved XYZ. So even understanding what are the materials that I need to get me to the destination I want in the time frame that I've specified.
Right.
And then you can start building your boat, right? You want to start gathering those materials. You want to start putting these things together. The podcast, is one of those materials. If you've been listening to us for time, and we always say this in the podcast, if you've been listening to us for time and you still have not acted, are you building a boat or not? Are you trying to go somewhere or not? Because sometimes we can get paralysis with the materials that we have and end up not going anywhere.
Yeah.
We have all of this wood. We have all of these. We literally have everything we need to make the journey, but we haven't built the boat.
Yeah.
So take some time to actually build the boat and implement practically the things that you have been learning. Start putting things to work. It doesn't, like, there's no benefit in having things to go if you're not putting it to work.
Yeah.
So start experimenting. And that's even leading to another point that I had in the back of my mind earlier. You need to experiment before you reinvent, because sometimes what you think will work will not work. So you need to be able to understand that experimentation is actually part of the process. When we think of branding, how many times have we seen big brands try new content and it doesn't work?
100%.
That is you. Or like, you know, how many times if you're trying to be a fit babe, you've started drinking spinach, you hate spinach, it's not going to work.
How are you drinking spinach?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
I hear you.
Want to be Popeye. That's not my business. That's you. Sisters will be out here grinding that spinach, but it's not going to work. Maybe you need to add something sweet like apples. Well, instead you added kale. That is even a double whammy. You hate both spinach and kale. I hate kale so much.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
But the health benefits are really great, but it tastes
I'll have it in powdered form, please.
It tastes like
give me super green, spirulina, all those things.
Kill me, not the super greens.
Give me super greens.
But even that, sometimes you have to change form. It might not be the actual material that needs to change, but it's the form of the material that needs to change.
Come on.
It's a dab learning from you. But you know how man them go,
I'm trying to be like you.
Sometimes it's not the material that's the problem. Sometimes it's the form. So you really do need to get used to experimenting, get used to diagnosing as well as you go along and run as you reinvent. Because we think that we're going to run these diagnostics before and never during the journey. But sometimes we have to.
Always
when we think reassess. Of like, you know, pilots, and when we think of like train drivers, sometimes they hit like, you know, signal issue. They have to stop and do a whole diagnostic situation.
Because just because we were good back there don't mean we're good here. We got a rework for this environment and for this situation. And even based on the boat analogy, before you move on, because I really want to hear more of it, is some of you, you're not moving, not because you lack the resource or you haven't built the boat. Some of you actually haven't set a destination yet, which is why vision was so important at the conference we've had. And if you haven't picked up the toolkit, go and pick it up, even though this wasn't meant to be a plug for that. But just more so, a lot of you know what sounds nice. you know what looks nice, but you don't know what you want.
You need
to start deciding for yourself, what do I want in my career? What do I want? And none of this vague BS. I want to be happy. I want to make six figures. What do you want to be doing? What makes you, what would make you proud of yourself?
Yep,
what project, what's your dream project? Do you get what I mean? Like, do you want to fly out to somewhere? How do you want to be recognized for your skill? Do you want to be recognized for your craft? Be specific. What do I want? I might know what looks nice, but where am I trying to go to?
Absolutely.
Because there are many beautiful destinations. We were talking about booking a holiday today. We could go here. We could go there. We could go there. We won't go anywhere until we decide where we're going.
You think we could just pull up to Gatwick?
Do you get what I mean? And just be like, everywhere looks nice. So where are you going? No, but for real, so many of us get paralyzed in that, right?
Yeah, you're
I've seen her life. I've seen that path. All of them look so nice. And you get so entertained by watching other people do the nice things, but you haven't decided where you're going.
You have not.
We know it's all nice, sweetie, but where are you going? What are you doing?
We can't see you everywhere.
You can't go everywhere.
We can't see you everywhere. And also work on your craft.
Yeah. Oh,
don't
please.
Think you can... Don't think you can just... Sorry.
Please, I beg you in the name of God.
Again, I think content is such a great like illustrator of what we're talking about. But have you ever seen like a pivot? Like a content pivot? Mm. Someone's trying to do something different and it's just bad.
Yeah.
Like, you know they haven't worked for this. Sometimes reimagining and reinventing yourself will require the deployment of new skills.
Mm.
Make sure you have worked at those
skills.
Don't think that you just reinvent and it will come naturally.
Yeah, but it comes back to that experimenting. Oh, sorry, in fact, go on.
No, in fact, chances are when you reimagine or reinvent yourself, you will be bad.
Yeah, and it comes back to that thing you were saying about experimentation. Please release yourself from the bondage of I need to be good at everything.
Yeah.
You're not going to start off good at everything.
Yeah.
Sis, you need to accept that sometimes you're going to fail.
Yeah.
And that's good because it means you're experimenting.
The
thing that's so beautiful about the experimenting, the experimentation phase, especially scientifically, technologically, is we want to push this to the limits where it does fail so we know its breaking point.
Mm.
You need to get closer to the edge.
Yeah.
You need to get closer. You're playing it a bit too safe, or in the spirit of I always want to be right. I always want to be perfect. I don't want to get this wrong. Because you're so scared of getting closer to the edge in fear of falling off, you're not allowing yourself to see the view. You're not allowing yourself to test your limits.
Mm.
You're not allowing yourself to expand who you are because you're so scared to fail that you're in bondage to success.
Wow.
Don't do that. You're playing it safe, and that's why you're unfulfilled. Detach yourself from this idea. Embrace the idea of getting it wrong.
Mm, no risk, no reward.
No risk, no reward.
You won't be rewarded. No risk, baby. Pack it in.
I got it wrong.
And that's okay.
But at least I tried.
There we go. And even the humility in that, right? It's okay to get things wrong.
100%. At least now I know what I don't like.
There we go. Some of y'all don't know what you don't like because you're afraid of failing.
100%. And now life is just a whole bunch
of
unknowns.
You have to try things. Like how I tried pickles. I think they're the most disgusting thing in the whole world. That and olives, I think, are awful.
You don't like olives?
They're disgusting.
I will let you have your opinion.
Little beans of hell.
I will let you have your opinion. I'll allow you to evolve. I'll allow you to
We are standing in the place
That's
of
how
pettiness.
You were with avocados.
That's fair.
Oh, there we go.
No, but olives, I've tried them in
various forms.
Yeah.
Fair.
Avocado
now,
was
olives
the form
are,
C.
Olives are fantastic. Oh. Whoa. Anyway.
But this is the, what do you call it? The example of just increasing the rope
a
little bit.
Agree. You go down your
you
olive
go enjoy your olives. I'll be over here.
It's true.
It is true. It's well... True. Sisters, why is it that every time we record an episode, it feels like these things are getting shorter and shorter and shorter?
They're not.
Right? In fact, they're getting longer.
100%.
Can you believe when we first started this podcast thing, our episodes were like
40 minutes.
Crazy.
Yeah, but that's what we used to give you 2 a week. Like,
that's
we used
true.
To cut them in half.
Yeah, no, that was quite
now we're just putting them both together and releasing it once.
Go for it and be prosperous.
Yeah.
But sisters, let us know what you thought about A, the case study, and B, that whole idea of reinventing yourself. Yeah. Have you been for a period of change or transformation? What were some of the challenges that you faced? Do you think people should be given the grace to transform? Mm. Have you been an op? You don't have to share that. If you don't want to, you don't have to share that. But again, thank you so much for listening. Yeah. And of course, you can come and say hi to us on the social medias. Follow us on Instagram. It has been getting hot, wonderful, excellent, all sorts of good stuff. And we have some great content over on Instagram. That's where we house a lot of our memes. So if you do want to come over for a good chuckle, follow us at To My Sisterhood. And also, if you are watching this on YouTube and you have not subscribed yet,
what are you doing?
You're the op that we're talking about in this podcast episode. We've been trying to reinvent and reimagine ourselves.
Oh, if you don't know, for international audiences, sorry, I've been wanting to say this joke for a long time. For international audiences, if you don't know what op is, it's my enemies.
Oh, yeah.
My enemies. Our enemies. Rate the podcast 5 stars. Our enemies.
Rate it 5 stars.
Peter is down. He means 5 stars.
Op is short for opposition, which is your enemies.
Yeah.
Don't be an op. Peter's already down.
Peter's already down.
If you can't send us 10 mil.
He said send 5 stars. He said send 5 stars, please.
If you said 4 or 3, we can talk.
Our enemies. You're underestimating the power of our enemies. 3 to 4 stars. 5 stars. We need to put our enemies to shame.
Our enemies want to kill us. They want to flog us. They actually want us dead in the ground, 6 foot under. Anywho, sisters, points express. Just make sure you subscribe. We need as much support as possible for some of the big, big moves that we are trying to do this year, especially hitting that million download mark. There's some really cool and amazing things that we want to do. And we cannot continue to go to where we need to go with out you. So make sure you subscribe.
Send us your pictures from the February challenge for vision. At To My Sisterhood on everything. Hashtag To My Sisters if you're trying to join the conversation. Okay. We'll talk to you very soon. Oh, we bid you adieu.
Not a close.
And as always, keep glowing and growing.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.